This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. When someone is arrested, having a few hundred dollars in a bank account can mean the difference between sleeping at home or spending time in jail. But many who are arrested don't have a few hundred dollars sitting around, so a national organization is aiming to raise millions of dollars to bail people out so they can carry on with their responsibilities, including work or the minding of children. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum has this report.
Jasmine Borden was arrested in May 2017 and charged with leaving the scene of an accident in child endangerment. She's still awaiting trial in the case, but spent a little more than 2 months in a St. Louis jail. Borden said she didn't have money available for bail until several community groups raised $500 for her.
I became unemployed. I became homeless. My children were sent to with my family so that they could watch them while I was incarcerated.
Officials at the Bail Project want to help others avoid Borden's predicament. The group is planning to pay bail for 160,000 people over the next 5 years. The Bail Project's Thomas Harvey says his group has more than $30 million in pledged donations, which could help a lot of people.
If it's someone who hadn't committed the crime, getting them out, not only is the difference between losing housing, jobs, connections of family, it's also probably the difference between pleading guilty or not.
To prove that type of argument, Harvey says his group will be collecting data about the people they get out of jail, and he's hoping that his group's work provides momentum to activists seeking to do away with bail altogether. But law enforcement officials contend bail is necessary for people who are flight or safety risks. St. Louis County Prosecutor Bob McCullough.
And the whole idea of a bond is two things. One is to ensure appearance in court, and the other is to protect the public.
Those who argue for getting rid of bail say judges could still hold people in jail without bond. Prosecutors, though, would have to work harder to prove that defendants are dangerous or may not show up in court. Cities like St. Louis, Chicago, and New Orleans are already releasing people accused of lesser crimes before trial. St. Louis activist Kayla Reed says that's good for marginalized communities.
And it is just a large economic burden, and that burden tends to fall on poor and Black people.
The Bail Project is planning to start paying bonds to keep people out of jail in three places: St. Louis, Tulsa, and the Bronx. In St. Louis, I'm Jason Rosenbaum for Marketplace.